Welcome back, everybody. Hour number two. Good to have some bowling talk in the first hour. And now we're going to talk some Penguin football. Bob Hannon, alongside the head coach of the Penguins, Doug Phillips. And a reminder, Penguin Playbook is always presented by Southwoods Health. At Southwoods, it's not just about the treatment, but how you're treated. Southwoods, proud to be locally owned and operated by the Maransky family, area physicians. First half hour of the next hour, I'll talk with head coach Doug Phillips. Then we'll be joined by running back Jane Gilbert, also a newcomer to the program. Dane Hodge on the defensive side of the football had another big game on Saturday. Both of those guys did, so we'll be happy to talk to them. Then I'll wrap things up with Anthony Romo. As always, quick shout out to my broadcast partner, Steve Leslie. Steve, I know you're listening. You were listening on Saturday. We want you to continue to get well. We're glad you're tuning in. And Anthony did a great job, so you better get healthy real soon, Steve, because just kidding, okay? Anthony did do a great job. Not kidding about that. Glad to be back here, Quaker Steak and Lubin.
Yeah, nobody can replace Steve.
Nah,
yeah.
Steve's great. And at home games, we need Anthony on the sideline doing his thing. And
yep.
I know he's got a lot going, but we do miss you, Steve. But Coach Phillips, let's first start by just getting into the game. You know, you look at the final score, 41-24, and I think I speak for all these fans here and those that are listening. Physically, we matched up. There you go. Good round of applause for the effort we put on at Michigan State. I heard it all weekend. I know how you are that, you know, you're not happy we lost the football game and you wanted to get the W. But people were upbeat, positive. Physically, we matched up. Your team was disciplined, not a lot of mistakes. You looked at the game and you didn't feel like that's a Big Ten team against an FCS team. How did you analyze it coming home that night? And I'm sure you looked at the film, but what were your first thoughts?
Well, we went into the game. You know, you can't make mistakes. You can't beat yourself in those games. So any type of cruel mistake, you just put yourself even further behind. And we told our kids all week, I don't need you to be Superman. You don't need to be a superhero. We just need the best version of yourselves. And we can show up and execute and play with great fundamentals. Guess what? I don't care who we're playing. You know, it's like a faceless opponent, whether it's Michigan State, North Dakota State, Towson. If we can play to the level that is best for each and every one of them, guess what? We'll walk off the field with the score in our favor. And so going into the game, we knew that, like, don't beat ourselves. And, you know, we talked about, you know, can't start a game with a snap overhead and can't let Marvin Harrison run down the sideline all by himself. You know, and I thought our kids came ready to play football. I do. There's opportunities there, especially in that first half that, you know, you have to take, you know, you got to take those opportunities when they come. You know, whether it's that, you know, it's a 14-10 game. We get a stoppage on defense on a fourth down. We get the ball. We get across midfield with a big completion to Max Tomczak. And, you know, we throw a pick. But the pick, you know, probably, you know, it's the first one of the year, first turnover we've had. And we're going to pass the ball downfield. But you can go back to footwork and all those things. And you can put that on coaching. You know, our footwork's got to be this. We got to throw it quicker. You know, but really feel like in those games, that's when you just got it. You got to strike. You got to strike. You got to go in with the lead, or you got to go in and it's 14-13 at halftime. So missed opportunities, but guess what? We come out in the second half, and I thought our defense, you know, got a tough three and out to start the second half. Offense, we get a three and out. And then, you know, we knew special teams, we had to play with great fundamentals, great effort. And we knew they had a punt returner that could hurt you if you don't. You know, placement of the punt, you know, we don't want it in the middle of the field. No gunners there, you know. And, you know, they put one on the board there. But the thing I really am proud of our kids was even though we gave up those plays, we were resilient. We were, you know, tenacious. We kept coming back, fighting our way back in, you know, to get to 10. You know, at that point, you have a chance to try the onside kick. Don't get the onside kick. You know, and then, you know, probably breakdowns, you know, defensively, a lot of missed tackles. And, you know, those we still got a lot of areas we got to improve upon. We stressed that this morning in our meetings as we viewed the tape. You know, and again, I don't want our kids to ever walk off the field regretting. You know, and when you make those mistakes, I don't want it to be in Baltimore, Maryland. I don't want it to be in Fargo, North Dakota, or Normal, Illinois. So we got to get those things corrected, and we got to go back to work this week and fix the fundamentals, whether it's pad level by our offensive linemen, whether it's tackling by our defense. Again, we saw a lot of good things, but you're always stressing, no, we can – why are we coaching you hard? It's because we feel you have the potential to be really, really good, and we can't put the brakes on. We got to keep going hard.
Talking with head coach Doug Phillips of the Youngstown State Penguins. Saturday's game at Michigan State, and Spartans prevail in the end by a score of 41-24. Coach, I don't think it could have started much better other than a touchdown on the first drive. 15 plays, 65 yards. In these kind of games, maybe sometimes you want to shorten the game, keep it away from them. Kept the ball for over half the first quarter, and you get on the scoreboard. Was that important to play well early? You mentioned no snap overhead, no flea flicker for a touchdown. Yeah. We jumped on him. How big was that?
It was huge. And to put it took half the quarter, mm-hmm. you know, 15-play drive, you know, against the Big Ten. And when you don't get an explosive, it's hard to drive. Remember I told yep. you last week, it's hard to drive on, you know, I still go back to Ohio State, the one touchdown drive, we had an explosive. But, you know, for our young men to drive the football, I think it gave us confidence because, again, it's football. You know, same size field with length, you know, put the pads on and let's go play football. And who executes the best, who plays with the best fundamentals, it's going to be the team that wins. And I thought that gave us great confidence for the remainder of the game.
Yeah, my next question was, does it give you confidence for the rest of the season to go in and battle Michigan State? Because the stretch ahead is brutal. Townsend, then we get into league play, and I know the first three teams in the conference are ranked in the top 10. So not only confidence for the game, do you feel that it gave your team confidence moving forward?
Yeah, I think you need to go on the road and play well. You need to go on the road and win. You want to know if you're a tough team? Mm-hmm. Win on the road.
Right.
Simple. You know, not simple. Sounds simple. You know, but that's the area that we want to see the most improvement. So we know we have to go into hostile environments. I thought that was a hostile environment to go in. I thought we handled it. You didn't see a lot of penalties. You didn't see delay of games or jumping off sides. And, you know, it got loud there. You could see even when we're in the end zone, red zone, you know, Bo had to go up and probably talk to each offensive lineman so they heard him. We made the right checks. You know, so all that is preparation. You know, preparation for what? For the remainder of the season. And you got to be tested. I think it's tested. I don't think our guys were satisfied. I really don't. I think they're disappointed. They're in that locker room, and they're looking around saying, you know what? We had opportunities today. We didn't take advantage of it, and we got to get better as a football team.
I think we were all wondering what's going to happen if a team slows down Bo Brungard. You know, how are we going to score points? And we know it's – you can't continue with the pace he's going at, and the teams we're going to face are significantly better. So, you know, Bo running the football, 14 carries, had a loss of 16. That's included, so 33 yards. So Jaden Gilbert comes in, has 7 carries, 72 yards, long of 66, breaks off that big run. Mm-hmm. It was a terrific run. I thought he was going to get in. He just got tripped up down there. And we're going to talk to him later in the show. Mm-hmm. He's emerging, isn't he? He's getting better and better, and he's been patient to wait his opportunity.
He is, and, you know, when I called him up today, our kids don't even know, but I wanted the top row of our team to understand. Here's a young man that was a school start walk-on. School start walk-on. You know, but I think that year he even got to travel, didn't you, Jaden? You know, but, you know, because we get a lot, you know, some schools start and they probably wonder, gosh, will I ever get – guess what? We don't care. If you are here to be the best and want to work at it, and I think our kids have – we've been waiting for Jaden to have that little breakout. I think we've seen it in the spring. I think our defense has seen it. So for us to see him do it and be able to break those, we know he's explosive. So couldn't be more happy, you know, for him. I think he, you know, not only running the football, but he does a great job catching and – things that go unseen is pass protection and does a great job in the pass pro. And, you know, he earned his stripes by playing a lot of special teams last year. You know, that's how you got to earn your stripes, get on the field. So, again, I'm proud of us continuing with that walk-on legacy. But he's not a walk-on anymore now. We took that away 2 years ago.
We've had a lot of walk-ons, it seems, recently that have become stars or starters or solid players on our football team. So
proud of them.
Yeah, absolutely. So another guy, we mentioned Jaden emerging. We saw some flashes, no pun intended. You know, Kai Wilson, 19-yard touchdown reception, our last touchdown to get to within 34-24. Well-designed screenplay, good blocking downfield. We're going to see more and more of him, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. You know, he had a week where, you know, he was nursing a, you know, strain. And it's hard. It's hard to game plan if you're not in Tuesday's practice. And so, Kyline, you know, the probably would have been more involved in the game plan. But when you don't practice, it's hard to put together a game plan not knowing what the stat is. But, you know, when he did get in there, we know what he can do. He's explosive. I think you see a difference when he's running through there, he can do to help the offense. And, you know, we got so many of those guys. Richard Dandridge, good to see him. Fresh Waters, Michael Salmon, all those guys are learning, and it's coming along. And I think each and every game you're going to see that whole room of receivers improve greatly.
Max Tomczak, another game, 7 receptions, over 70 yards. I mean, we know he's the guy. I mean, he's been here, he's experienced. But just to follow up on what you said, the receiving core is deep. We've got some guys there now. I mean, I know Luke Hensley is, you know, he's the guy that we expect to come on once we get. But it feels like you've brought in some players, and with, you know, Mike Solomon, and I mentioned a couple others. I mean, you've got some guys out there.
It is, and they're just learning.
Yeah.
There's a lot of offense that they got to learn. And I told you before, when you're thinking, it's hard just to react and play as fast as you can. And I think Jaden can attest to that. He's a lot faster this year because guess what? He understands it a lot better, and it's so good to see.
Coach, clean game both sides. 5 total penalties. Your team only had 2. Last year, that seemed to plague us. It did early. It feels like you've cleaned some of that up.
You know, we talked about discipline last week. That was a key word, you know, defensively, of being disciplined. So, you know, you can't go in there and beat yourselves. And, you know, again, when you play with better fundamentals, you're not holding as much. You know, we do a lot of things, crowd noise, different snap counts, you know, not seeing guys jumping off sides just tells me that we're a more disciplined football team than we have been.
I also thought defensively, you know, Preston Zandier coming back, 11 tackles, a tackle for loss. Dane Hodge, we'll talk to you later, with 9 tackles. Talk about your defense a little bit and the players that stood out.
Love it. It starts up front.
Yep.
You know, those guys up front, I thought, did a tremendous job. You know, maybe not that first drive, but after there, they kind of settled in. Colin Vaughn, you know, had a great game up front. Connor Johannesson is coming along, and Cam Cameron and Thomas Jolly, and then Michael Voidis on the edge. You know, probably played a lot of reps, probably more than what, you know, we usually would play. And then our linebackers, they can fit off that. And I thought our linebackers were playing very fast, whether it was Karsten Marshall, Preston Zandier, you know, and Mike Wells.
So Isaiah Hackett got the start on Saturday, and you also played in a significant time Brandon Chambers. Those are young guys in terms of experience, especially Chambers, a young talent. Talk about their play.
Yeah, that's where you need depth. You know, DJ Harris, you know, didn't make the trip, and, you know, all of a sudden now you got Jordan Rudolph that's out.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Harris is out. Now you're really pulling guys, you know, that haven't had a lot of game action. You know, Isaiah has and needed that on Saturday. Brandon has a little bit of game experience, not on that stage. And we knew that they'd get tested early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and number 6 certainly tested us there early in that first half.
What about moving forward? Harris played safety, moved a corner. You expect him back soon?
Yeah, we do. We do. How soon? Again, I want guys at 100%. I want them playing fast, thinking fast, not worried about them. We're hoping we'll get them back this week.
Their receivers, Kelly Marsh and the tight end Velling, that's quite a trio. I mean, those guys are good. Yeah. We'll see good ones. I don't know if we'll see any better. They upgraded a wide receiver and tight end. Overall, your impressions of the Michigan State team moving forward?
Yeah, they always – I think that's when you look at Big Ten teams, and where you can see is probably in those skill positions, receivers, defensive backs. You know, it's a whole different animal that you got to deal with. I mean, those guys are long, big, strong, physical. You know, and that's always the challenge you have when you play in those type of football games.
Reviewing Saturday's game of Michigan State, Spartans win it 41-24, talking with head coach Doug Phillips. So prior to the game, there was a ceremony honoring Coach D'Antonio and went into their Hall of Fame. Those who don't know, I know most of you know that he coached here. He left after 1990, was our defensive coordinator. He reunited with Jim Tressel at Ohio State, went on to be the head coach at Michigan State. You were here in the early 90s, but your paths didn't cross here, did they?
He was leaving as I was coming in and working. You
right.
know, I probably was here 4 months before he moved on, but he's always one that has reached out. He still does, and it was great seeing him before the game, and I saw Tom Izzo with him.
Right.
Got to meet him on the field with Coach D'Antonio, but what a great coach, great mentor, done terrific things, so couldn't be more happier, you know. There's two of them now in the Hall of Fame, him and Tress.
So we were quite high up there. So it did look like you had a conversation with both. And it was interesting
yeah.
down there. And, of course, Coach Izzo is a legend. He's won national championship. What was that about with the basketball?
You know what? We were talking, and I said, hey, I've learned by doing, sometimes learned by falling flat on my face. I said, one thing I've learned in this portal NIL is we're going to bring in 20 to 25 freshmen every year. Mm-hmm. And Coach Izzo looked and said, I love you. He goes, that's what I want to hear. I love that answer. He goes, you know, because, again, that's one thing we can control. And there's a different – and, you know, I didn't talk about it. We took 15 freshmen on that trip, 15 freshmen, redshirt freshmen. A lot of them played on the special teams. Some of them got in during the game. And, you know, in today's world – they're not getting as recruited.
Right.
And so there's a better freshman high school senior available to us. And that's where I just think you just got to keep bringing them in and have layer after layer after layer. You lose someone, boom, you have someone to replace. So, you know, that's what we learned. Someone said if there's a blueprint, the blueprint is there's great football players out there and you got to keep bringing them in each and every year.
Coach, we wrapped this segment. I can't get through a recap and not ask you about Bo Brungard, something about Bo. So he was 24 of 34, two touchdowns, one pick. I thought he threw the football really well, despite the one interception. Looked like the guy was breaking free, and in hindsight, maybe a little more air under it. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, we're nitpicking. NFL quarterbacks throw interceptions. Bo looked good throwing the ball, didn't he?
Yeah. We know he can throw. I mean, it's, I guess, everyone out there that doesn't know he can throw. But, you know, Bo can throw. And, you know, he hit some. And, you know, a stat that doesn't jump out a lot is fourth down conversions. And, you know, when it's fourth down, you know, we feel confident. We feel confident with him having the ball in his hands, making the right decision and distributing the ball. And, you know, that's one area in the first three games. It's pretty easy, you know. You get a drive going. I'm like, hey, you get within 4 yards, we're going for it, you know. And that's a, you know, testimony to the kids that we have on the field, whether it's Jaden or Bo, that you have faith in them, you have confidence in them that they can execute that, and they were able to do it against a Big Ten school.
Good job on Saturday at Michigan State, getting us ready for the game this Saturday at Towson, our last game before we get into conference play. We'll look ahead to Saturday's matchup when we come back with the coach on 1390 WNIO. We are back. Quaker Steak and Lube and Boardman are home for Penguin Playbook. First half of the season. Second half, we'll shift over to the Austintown location. You can join Ron Potesta, the new patio at the Bunker, Southern Park Mall and Boardman for the YSU Tailgate Show. That's this Saturday at 5. The half-hour show kicks off our coverage of the Penguins game in Michigan State. You can enjoy the great food and drinks at Double Bogey's Bar and Grill. After the game, he'll take your calls on the fifth quarter call-in show, so stop in, get an early dinner, and then tune into the game as the Penguins take on Towson. I said Michigan State. That, of course, that should be Towson. We don't want to play Michigan State 2 weeks in a row, Coach. We play Towson this week. So, Coach, Towson a team that last year finished 7-5, 5-3. This year they're 2-1, picked up wins over Norfolk and Morgan State, lost to Maryland 44-17. Somewhat in a similar situation as us. They lost their money game. They got behind early. They won the two games they were expected to win. They play in a league that's very proud, and they hate hearing the Missouri Valley Conference is better, although it is better. Your thoughts on Towson and this game? And I look at it as a really big game for us.
You know, new going into this year, how big of a game this was. Two road games, two bus trips, probably the same distance going to East Lansing. Now we're headed east. It's going to be their first home game.
Yep.
So they got two road games. So that tells me they're tough.
Yeah. Yep.
But they won two of them.
They won two of them, right. Right.
You know, went to Maryland. So, you know, a 6 o'clock game on the road, first home game, probably going to be a big crowd. They'll probably come out in all black. You know, and, you know, knowing they played North Dakota State last year, they should have beat Villanova, lost 14-13 to Villanova last year. And just reminds me, when you go on the road, you're going to fight a lot of different things. You got to fight, you know, sitting around a hotel all day, getting ready to play a 6 o'clock game. You're going to fight officials. I mean, you know, Villanova, we had a 60-yard touchdown taken off the board for a bad call early. You know, so you got to focus on what you can control. And we can control, again, what we preached about this morning in the meeting after Michigan State. It's about us. It's about how well we play fundamentals, how well we play with our pad level, our mentality, our mindset, getting ready to go on the road. And it's all in preparation for that league play. And this will be a great test, you know, Missouri Valley and, you know, Colonial Athletic Association. And last time we went that way, again, didn't left, you know, we regretted because we weren't quite ready to play, made a comeback late in the fourth quarter, but it was too late. You know, so this is a great challenge for the Penguins.
Towson sits about 30 miles north of Baltimore, so we'll make that trip down this weekend, about a 4.5-hour drive. In the preseason poll, Rhode Island was picked to win the CAA, followed by Monmouth, Villanova, Stony Brook. Towson was picked sixth, but if you look back last year, they just missed the playoffs, 7-5, 5-3. What do you know about their coach, Pete Shinnick? He's in his third year. Last year they won 7 games for the first time since 2019, doing a little bit of work on this game. He's had experience as an assistant coach at Oregon State, Arkansas, and Clemson. What kind of style of football does he like to play?
He's won as a head coach at 4 different stops. Mm. And don't quote me on the 4 different, but, you know, was at West Florida, Division II championship. So has a lot of wins as a head football coach. So they are very well coached. They play with great discipline. Great fundamentals. They don't beat themselves. And that's the image. His dad played for the Baltimore Colts.
I think he won a Super Bowl
with Johnny United.
Right.
And we're playing at Johnny United Stadium.
Right.
He didn't go to Towson, you know, but I heard his kids did. You know, so, again, you got a guy that is a great football mind, a great football coach. And when I say over 100 and – you know, I don't know the exact number, but a lot of wins as a head football coach. So he does a great job.
They start a redshirt freshman, a quarterback, Townsend, Andrew Indorf, 12 of 25, 145 yards, and a touchdown and a pick in the loss against Maryland. 5 touchdowns, interception this season. They do have a senior on the bench. Nathan Kent started a couple years ago, but the redshirt freshman is beating them out. What kind of quarterback are we going to see?
He don't look like a freshman.
Yeah.
You know, looks like a mature, makes good decisions, can deliver the football. And when he needs to run, he's going to run. And they'll have some designed, you know, off the read, you know, where he pulls it, but sits in the pocket. Like I said, looks confident and can make all the throws and has a great receiver in number 0. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got big offensive linemen. You know, they have 4 starters back. Well, where's the best place to have them? 3 on the offensive line and 1 at receiver. You know, they got a 6'6", 355-pound guard. K.J. Brooks, number 74, you know, was a freshman, you know, recognized as a freshman in the CAA when he was freshman. So, again, they've been able to not only develop football players but retain them, that they're still there. You know, and then defensively, they got 2 starters coming back. So, you know, they had to, you know, replace or, you know, with recruiting. But they're big and physical up front. They got some big guys up front. They play 3 down. And then athletically, you know, with 3 down, they got a lot of athletes on the field, whether it's their Will to their Nickel to the Sam to the Mike to their secondary. So they fly around and play great defense.
You know, looking at some of the preseason predictions, their wide receiver who you mentioned, John Dunmore, 6'2", 185, was picked preseason first team all conference. And, well, they want to get him the ball, 11 receptions, 128 yards, couple of touchdowns. Is he their best skill player?
Yeah, by far. Mm-hmm. You know, just the experience that he has. And, you know, they do a good job going down in Florida. I really like their running backs. And, you know, they play with another freshman running back in Kamarian Battles. I think they both run low to the ground. They run hard. L. Wooten, I remember him coming out of school at Christian Brothers Academy, started at Duke. Now he's here at Towson. So, again, they do a great job not only recruiting high school kids and develop them, but, you know, when they need to find a replacement, they get some great transfers.
Talking with Doug Phillips about Saturday's game at Towson State. Defensively, linebacker C.J. McClendon, sort of a hybrid, plays linebacker, plays safety, leads them in tackles. Have you seen much of him on film, and what kind of player?
You have. Great player, mm-hmm. you know. And, again, they – like I said, they fly around. You don't know where they're coming from. You know, they like I said, play with a three-man front, and those guys will shoot gaps, and they get a lot of tackle for losses. So, you know, for us, again, it's going to be a great challenge. You know, it starts up front. Can you win up front defensively and offensively? And like I said, they got some great guys on the defensive side of the ball.
They haven't run it all that effectively, about 83 yards a game. Talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think, you know, especially with zero, you know, and the team's loading the boxes probably with the, you know, but the quarterback to me makes everything go, mm-hmm. you know, and he gets the ball out quickly. You know, so I'm sure the more balance they get as the season progresses, they're going to run the ball more, just like us. You know, you take away the quarterback run, how many yards do our running backs really have? And, you know, those are things we want to improve upon as we head into league play.
You know, once you get – it feels like now you're going to be set up coming off this game, having faced Michigan State, Towson State going into the conference. But, I mean, conference is what it's all about. I understand that. You want to win a conference championship and you want to get to the playoffs. But if you could get to 3-1 and have that momentum going into the conference if I said to you that the two games on the schedule that I looked at, Towson, Southern Illinois, that I thought we really needed to get, is that too big picture
for
you?
Yeah, I think anytime these non-league, just knowing once you get in the league, we knew how important those two home games were. Knowing that you're going on the road for 2 weeks in a row. You know, for me, the challenge is when you go on the road, it's a whole different beast. And, again, we didn't have that success last year, you know, and hopefully we learned through it. And we've stressed about it. You know, I'm talking in the off season. And now we get the opportunity to get on the road and go play a football game and against CAA, and which is a great conference. And, you know, the kids, I really don't talk too much yet. You know, it's focusing on our game plan and what we need to do. You know, but as we get closer to the end of the week, how important this game is.
Coach, about injuries, other mentions, you know, a few guys. What about coming out of Saturday? Everybody else ready to go?
Yeah, we did good coming out Saturday. A little, you know, nicks here and there. You know, but we're hoping we can have everyone ready to roll come Saturday at 6.
Physically, we put a beating on them. Ron Strollo was telling me on the way home that they ran out of crutches. Okay, I mean, they had some guys that you know, physically – you know, we're beat up pretty good. I mean, they felt it playing our Penguins.
You know what? It's a violent game. You know, you see injuries when it's non-contact. Mm-hmm. You know, someone just turns on the turf. So that's where you don't take this game for granted. You play every snap, you know, as hard as you can because you never know when that time comes. And, you know, for us, you know, we know that's why you got to build depth. Everyone's got to build depth. And we saw it this week when we had to go with – corners, and it was great to see. Our tight end room hasn't been mm-hmm. at full strength, you know, all year. You know, whether it's Austin was out for a game, you know, Colt Seacrest hasn't been. We're hoping Colt Seacrest is back here soon. You know, guys have filled in. Jaden coming in and really taking the reins out of the running back room. And, you know, how does he get that opportunity? Because, you know, Ethan, who played a lot last year, has been rehabbing. And Jaden had the opportunity, and guess what? He made the most of it.
Yeah, you moved an offensive lineman to tight end, Nick Nielsen, right?
Yeah,
yeah. So you had to do what you got to do, right? And he got playing time.
Yeah. I tell you what, he's going to be a great football player for us. And, you know, just finding ways of getting him on the field. He's physical. you know, for us, he was a high school tight end. Most of our offensive linemen were high school tight ends, so they thrive. But, you know, they're 215, 220 pounds when we got him. And now he's up over around 290, 292. And that coming across the ball is not fun for a defensive end to hit.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time. Again, have a great week of practice, and we'll talk with Dane Hodge and also Jane Gilbert coming up next. Thanks, Coach.
Go Gwynns.
More of Penguin Playbook when we return on 1390 WNIO.